Country Bob FM.
You have it tuned into the right place. If you're looking for the Bob Almanac, today's history and the birthdays, this date in history, birthdays alive and dead. Back Gone But Not Forgotten is one of the highest rated portions of the Bob Almanac. Did you know that, Neil?
I didn't.
It is.
But it doesn't shock me.
Wednesday, January 8th, 8th day of January, 3:58 left to go. Do you think people are already counting down the end of the year? They're already kind of counting down?
No, we're just trying to get through
I have an January. Uncle who's retiring, and he knows his retirement date down to the second, practically.
Well, when I guess if him. I was in his shoes, I might too.
1815, the Americans defeated the British. It was the Battle of New Orleans, depicted in song.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more.
Made famous in song by Johnny Horton.
Better go, Johnny.
So the Battle of New Orleans began on this date. The Americans defeated. They were firing their guns. They kept on a running. Actually, the War of 1812 had officially ended a week or two prior on December 24th, 1814. But again, and we had it here on the news and on the Almanac, they signed the Treaty of Ghent, but news of the signing had not reached the British troops in time.
So the fight was still going.
So the Battle of New Orleans technically was outside of the War of 1812. Technically, the War of 1812 had ended. Huh. How bizarre is that?
That is bizarre.
Let's remember Elvis today.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
The king of rock and roll, born on this date, little Shotgun Hut in Tupelo, Mississippi. You go to Tupelo, they have his birth site there. They have a replica of that shotgun shack. It's really pretty cool. It's not of the same level as Graceland, but there is quite a memorial there. And
just small little house, though.
Monument,
huh?
Yes.
Very much like John Wayne's home.
House was on stilts, though. It was actually above the ground.
Oh, my.
That was 1935 for Elvis Aaron Presley. 1958, Bobby Fischer, pretty good chess player.
Yeah.
And he was good from the beginning. In fact, it was this day in 58 that he, at the age of 14, won the United States Chess Championship.
Wow.
For the first time.
A protege.
He went on to battle a Boris Spassky as well.
Yes.
And I think Billie Jean King challenged him.
And a computer.
Him. Yes. Yeah. And he won that one by just unplugging. He rebooted.
Billie Jean King?
If you want to view just high-intensity, very interesting YouTube videos, go onto YouTube and watch them recreate some of the great chess matches in our history. They have that on YouTube.
I'll put it on my to-do list.
You could relive all those things. I'd rather relive Vikings playoff success.
Right.
You know, and watch old game highlights. But there's some people out there who'd rather watch old recreations of Bobby Fischer versus Boris Spassky. 1991.
Can I tell you about Gunsmoke? That's what I watch.
That's right. Gunsmoke is on YouTube. You got to love it.
First time I flew into New York, I was a nervous, excited 15-year-old kid. Today I stand here as a nervous, excited 45-year-old, hoping that I can find the words to express my feelings at being inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame.
Twins great Rod Carew on the first ballot inducted into the Hall of Fame. Is he talking about the time when he flew into New York and the Twins brought him in for a tryout when they were playing the Yankees in New York? That's how they signed Rod Carew. That would have been like, 62 or whatever. And then he came up in 67. And just kind of tore up the league. Seven-time batting champion, Neil.
That's pretty good.
That was 1991. 92. Better check the date on that sushi, George Bush.
The lone camera in the dining room was locked in on the head table when President Bush was overcome by nausea and fell forward. It appears he lost consciousness as he toppled over onto his host, Prime Minister Miyazawa. The new scenes show First Lady Barbara Bush acting quickly, recognizing her husband needed help, bringing her napkin to his mouth, then stepping back to let the Secret Service agents take over.
What a loving wife Barbara was, wasn't she?
Yes.
I mean, she just jumped to action, and I don't know, did they pick up the dry cleaning bill? for the Japanese prime minister's, I'm sure he was wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Because he actually did vomit on the prime minister's lap.
It so depends there was a clean, on who clean served up. The sushi, who's really responsible for that.
Ancient Chinese secret. Maybe they used Kelgon, although they were in Japan. That was in 1992 and 97.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear.
Mr. Rogers received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And well deserved.
Well deserved. But it's X the Owl is still waiting for his, though.
The way you
not
are
as deserved.
Right now.
His songs were fantastic. He wrote these, played the piano. He was good.
Super skilled.
He was. And he's right now on top of everybody's mind with the Tom Hanks movie and things.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Rogers, Hollywood Walk of Fame, Mr. Rogers. Let's say goodbye to the man. He's the man that I think first gave us a triple burger.
I'm Dave Thomas. I started Wendy's with one restaurant and a philosophy. Don't have hamburgers sitting around. Serve them hot off the grill. Now, given that, why would anyone go anyplace else?
There ain't no logical reason.
Dave Thomas, first one to give us a triple.
Yep.
Have they gone quadruple yet?
I don't
believe
so.
Have they tried
so.
That? I think that is just physically unable. I don't think you make a bun that can hold four patties.
I don't think. I think I've had one triple in my career.
That's a lot of beef.
I don't. I hold it at a double.
Yeah. 2004 in the news.
For 14 years, your case has hovered over baseball. Did you bet on baseball?
Yes, I did, and that was my mistake. Not coming clean a lot earlier.
You're now
Pete saying. Rose, this date, admitted on primetime Thursday on ABC that he bet on baseball, including his own team.
He never bet on them to lose.
No. He also admitted to hosting several illegal Tupperware parties, too.
Well,
that may have ended up on the cutting room floor, though. I don't know if that was actually in the interview with Charles Gibson.
Next thing you know, he's taking labels off mattresses.
Those are very serious accusations, as well as the betting on baseball, right?
Zoinks! 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 My zoinky labels! Zoinks!
I would like you to utilize and work in zoinks at some point in time when I'm gone Thursday and Friday.
I will do my best.
At least once every hour. Scooby-Doo creator Awo Takamoto died of heart failure in Los Angeles. He was 81. He gave us Scooby-Doo.
He did.
2007, he passed away. 2011 in the news.
We continue to follow the story of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords of the 8th District in Arizona. That's Tucson, Arizona. She has been shot outside a supermarket. We are aware of conflicting reports at this hour that she might have died, although I want to direct you straight to what we just heard from her communications
awful
director.
And just tremendously senseless.
Terrible.
This date, 2011, Gabrielle Giffords.
She was being interviewed.
Yeah, she was. She was being interviewed. She was doing an appearance at this grocery store meet and greet, and the shooting killed 6 people. She was wounded. She miraculously survived and is functioning very well considering her injuries.
Yes,
and
is.
How close it was to being the end for her. Like I said, in the early reports were that she actually passed away. So that was this day, 2011. Then 2016,
his head covered in a white blanket, the most wanted drug lord in the world, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, led away by authorities after 6 months on the run. The Mexican Marines launching the raid in the drug lord's home state of Sinaloa before dawn, killing 5 cartel members in the firefight.
As you might expect, he was very slippery.
Yes.
As a drug cartel leader, El Chapo, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was taken back into custody. You know, there are reports that he was responsible for like a quarter of all drugs that came into this country.
Jeez. And that's a big number.
Big number.
Yeah.
2016. Let's move on to birthdays. Not here today. Birthdays.
Good morning. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Sunday Morning.
The former host of Sunday Morning, Charles Osgood, is, of course, he followed Charles Kuralt.
Right.
There was Charles Kuralt, then there was Charles Osgood, and now I think your name has to be Charles in order to host that Sunday morning show on CBS.
And not Chuck.
No, not Chuck. Who's hosting it now? Is it Diane Sawyer? It's one of the fine ladies of news.
Okay.
Hosting it now. I think it's Jane Pauley. who there almost you go, changed yeah. your name to Charles, I think. It was going to be Charles Jane Pauley.
Pauley, yes.
87 today. Bob Eubanks.
They recently turned a client's $100,000 tax debt into a refund. You got to love that.
Yeah, there's so Bob Eubanks. He's no longer hosting talk shows that. And game shows. He is getting us out of tax debt. How do you take a $100,000 tax debt and turn that into a refund? That's got to be illegal.
So that
you're getting help offshore somewhere.
New meaning to cooking the books.
I don't know. You're cooking the books big time. Bob Eubanks, of course, the newlywed game. He made the name Whoopi.
Right.
Who made the name Whoopi more famous? Was it Bob Eubanks or was it Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumlee? They'd go see Mr. Whoopi. Remember?
Yeah.
That was their guy. They'd go see Professor Whoopi or Mr. Whoopi.
Yeah.
So Bob Eubanks still with us at 82. Hey.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Christy Lane's on our list here today. Real name Eleanor Johnston. We know her as Christy Lane. This was a number one monster country/gospel hit. One day at a time. She is just a woman. But that didn't matter.
Help me
big, big hit.
What I could be.
And you know recorded by many other
Yes, it's been
artists.
Done many, many times. Christy Lane is 80 today. He's saying lead. This guy replaced Graham Nash in the Hollies.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to...
Complete this phrase, Neil. He ain't heavy.
He's my brother.
You know it. That's Terry Sylvester.
Great song.
73 today. Another lead singer. Let's go to the 80s now.
Yes.
I never attempted the red leather pants.
I know. He was not afraid.
No.
Not everybody can pull those off.
Those don't stretch.
No.
Even the tightest jeans stretch a little bit. Red leather pants, Mike Reno, 65. That Almost Paradise song he did with Ann Wilson. For Footloose. That was pretty good, too. Yes. That was a heck of a ballad.
He was a lover boy, right?
Yes, lover boy. Thanks for bringing that up. I might have missed that. I knew it, but I might not. Yeah. I might have just glazed right over it, assuming everybody knows. But Mike Reno from Loverboy 65. R. Kelly is our R&B singer of the day today. Mm-hmm. R. Kelly's had a lot of success.
Sure.
But didn't he get in trouble? Hasn't he been in trouble?
Yes,
is that
he has.
The R. Kelly's in trouble with some interactions with underage
people? That's in the news.
Yeah. R. Kelly, 53. Gabby Hoffman is 38. Field of Dreams. She was the daughter.
Oh, sure.
I mean, if you're supposed to be throwing, how do you explain the fact that you hit 375 for the series and didn't commit one error? Huh?
I can't.
12 hits, including the series' only home run. He said he's trying to lose.
No way.
It's ridiculous.
She got quite the education on baseball there, did
Talking
she not?
Talking about Shoeless Joe.
Gabby, you're right. Gabby Hoffman, 38. She was also an Uncle Buck. If they needed a cute girl in a movie in the early 90s, they called on Gabby Hoffman.
Well played.
And then North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Bad haircut.
Rocket Man. He's 36 today.
Gone but not forgotten today. Educator Evelyn Wood. Did you ever develop and partake and use her techniques for speed reading?
I just wait for the movie.
That's a good idea. Evelyn Wood, born on this day, 1909. Remember Soupy Sales?
Wait a minute. Ain't you Soupy Sales?
Aren't you Soupy Sales?
Are you kidding? How'd you like to be that dummy?
I am Soupy Sales.
Whoops. Oh, well, then you know what it's like.
Remember at the show, he'd have a guy, he'd talk to him outside the door, and it'd just be a finger pointing at him.
Right.
From the Soupy Sales show.
That is, and he was on, you know, some game shows as well. Soupy Sales, 1926. One of several people named Bill Graham that all were famous. This is the music producer who worked with many of the big rock acts. Bill Graham, 1931. We mentioned Elvis. Let's move on to Graham.
Hey, pardon me. Silly, silly, silly. Right. Get on with it.
If the if Monty Python's Flying Circus was too silly, he'd let you know about it.
Yes. Actor, comedian Graham Chapman, founding member of Monty Python's Flying Circus, Born on this day, 1941. Let's do one more. You can't forget about David Bowie.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
We lost him just recently, a couple years ago.
Yeah. The guy was talented for sure. Rock and roll Hall of Famer David Bowie. Born on this day, 1947. Did my staff forget anybody?
Nope.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
They get a gold medal, A-plus today for Neil's staff.
Nice.
Hey, would you like to win a four-pack of tickets? Nick Jr. Live, State Theater. The shows, we have vouchers here, so you can pick which show you'd like to go January 24th, 25th, or 26th. Mm-hmm. Those are the dates. Be the first caller with the correct answer to this question, and you will win. The question is... 2004, on this date, Pete Rose admitted to betting on baseball. I said he also admitted to something else. Neil said something, but I said something that he also admitted to, something very egregious and certainly against the law, and they crack down on this on a daily basis. I mean, you'll see people just run into people's homes. You'll see these officials, law enforcement, running into people's homes because they're breaking up one of these. What was that? You know what it is, Neil? You remember what I said?
I think so.
Okay. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Up for grabs, Nick Jr. Live at the State Theater. I'll be in for the All Request Lunch Hour, noon to 1. I hope you can join me. Now, stick around for a Neil Freeman Bobathon, kicking off a no-repeat workday. Neil, would you like to start it with Mark Will's 19-something? Trace Atkins' Ladies Love Country Boys, or George Strait, I Just Want to Dance with You?
Let's dance. Let's see George.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.